Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It's a very good program called Hadith of the Day. Inshallah, we are going to discuss in this Hadith session. In every session, couple of hadiths or at least one hadith explaining what is Shia and what is the Shia faith. Basically, people ask us, who are you? What is your identity? So we have to explain, and we will try to explain our identity through the eyes of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wassalam. So the first hadith we are going to discuss today, it's just 2-3 line hadith, and there's a few points has been discussed about the qualities of Shia. This hadith is here where Abi Basir asks from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, who are the Shia? And then Imam explains, Shi'atuna ahlul wara' wal ijtihad wal ahlul wafa wal amana أهل الزهد والعبادة والعبادة أصحاب إهدا وخمسين ركعة. Well, Imam explains a couple points. Mainly in this hadith, as I have noted down, there's 12 points here discussed. So what we do, inshallah, we are going to explain one by one point with the hadith, with the explanations of Ma'asumin and Infallibles, and see how they explain. So the first point is discussed here is Shi'atuna ahlul wara'. Wara' in Arabic grammar, wara' means the one who protect himself or refrain himself from committing any kind of sin and doesn't want to go close to any sin, basically. This is the meaning of wara'. Wara' means the pious, piety. The one who keep himself away or herself away from committing any type of sin. This is the wara'. Well, we are going a little bit in detail to discuss more about wara from the words of Ahlul Bayt. The first hadith I have picked here is from Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 15, page number 245. And the hadith is an Abi Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, Qala Allah Azza wa Jal, Yabna Adam. Yabna Adam, when hadith starts with this word, means this is hadith Qudsi. So we have words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the format of Quran. This is called Wahi. And the other part is message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not part of Quran, which is called in English, in Arabic, as hadith Qudsi. So Imam is narrating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the source is definitely his ancestors, and then hadith goes to Imam Ali and then Rasulullah. Allah says, وقال الله عز وجل يا ابن آدم اجتنب ما حرمت عليك تكن من أورع الناس. Allah says in this hadith, O son of Adam, اجتنب ما حرمت عليك. Just keep yourself away from what I have said is haram on you. Haram means you are not allowed to touch it, see it, taste it. Haram means this is the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not allowed to pass the boundary. You are not allowed to cross the boundary. Haram means haram. You are not allowed to touch it. So Allah says, اجتنب ما حرمت عليك, O son of Adam, O human being. If I say, don't do this, don't eat this, don't look at that, that means this is haram. Don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all haram. Allah says, don't do that. حَرَّمْتُ عَلَيْكُ. What he has to do, does haram on us. If you refrain yourself from that thing, تَكُنْ مِنْ أَوْرَعِ النَّاسِ, then you are going to be the most pious person, inshallah ta'ala. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.